There is a lot of misunderstanding in the readings today. The first reading, there is a double misunderstanding. The people of Judah, citizens of Jerusalem, want to destroy Jeremiah, the prophet, because they think he is against them. And yet, Jeremiah goes to God and says, they don't even know that I've been interceding on their behalf before you so that you would not wipe them out or destroy them. And yet they want to destroy me. We turn to the gospel text and we see Jesus, who makes it very clear what his role is to be, one of service, of humble, humble service, to lay down his life. And the people he desires to lay down his life for are those that are ready to take his life. And then, if that's not bad enough, Jesus turns to those who are near and dear to him, those who are walking with him, those who are his 12, the ones that are in the inner circle. It's one thing when your enemies don't know you, don't understand you, don't get you. But for your friends, your companions, those who are with you all the time, to not understand you, to not understand what you are about and what you are doing. Jesus makes it very clear to them, you know, the kingdom is not about sitting here, sitting there, and making sure that everyone else knows who's in charge. The kingdom of God is about service. And if you desire to be first in my kingdom, then you need to serve everyone else. And then Jesus gets into his Mercedes and drives off, right? No. Okay? Sorry for all the Mercedes-Benz owners out there. The point is that Jesus backs it up. Jesus then does what he tells them they must do. My brothers and sisters, if we don't know what Jesus has done for us, his words sound impossible and frightening. It is only in the context of his transformative grace that enters into our life, that redeems our life, that makes our life livable once again with an ultimate destiny, with eternal life as the privileged goal of it all, that we then have the courage to actually receive his words. So you have to hear them with ears of faith, as someone who has been born again. Because laying down one's life is incomprehensible if this is all there is. But what he does, how he wants to transform his disciples, to change the church, to transform those born again, gives us the courage to say yes. But if we forget how we have been changed, if we forget who we are, then we will just hear his words and pray to God that we don't remember them. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, my brothers and sisters. Every moment of your life has an infinite value because of what Jesus has done. And you get to give that great gift of infinite value away. Every day, every moment, for the rest of your life, because of what Jesus has done. And in the end, you are not depleted and impoverished. In the end, you are as rich as when you began in Him. Amen.